Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional on Monday, the 21st of September. A moment of silence as we enter God's presence. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 119, beginning to read at verse 65. Today is St. Matthew's Day, and so we will read sections of scripture related to him. Psalm 119, starting at verse 65. Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. The canticle for today is the Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The reading appointed for St. Matthew's Day is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, beginning at verse 9, the calling of Matthew. As Jesus went up from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." After the reading, the canticle Jubilate. O shout to the Lord in triumph, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his face with songs of joy. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Come into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His loving mercy is forever. His faithfulness throughout all generations. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that the Church and the world may be filled with holy wisdom. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen the Church in the ministry of teaching, that your people may be always ready to give a reason for the faith that they profess and share. We give thanks for the work of Matthew, whose gifts were used in your service. and pray for grace to do our part in making known the faith of Christ. Bless all who are called to guide others through teaching and learning. We think especially of our Archbishop Michael Jackson. We think of our Rector Alan and the other people on the ministry team, Bert, David, Jonathan and Seb. We think of all those working in our local school, Kilof the Grange National School, the Principal Hilary and all the other teachers and SNAs and helpers. We ask you, Lord, to bless our school and to bless those who work and study there. Increase the opportunities for education in the many parts of the world where there are few, where they lack resources or teachers or buildings or facilities. Encourage and enable those who are working against difficulties to improve their skills, to be used in the service of humanity. Give us grace, Lord, to impart our faith to our families and friends and to those with whom we work. Help us to speak with conviction regarding the needs of others. Bless all in our community who work in education and training and seek to improve the skills of others. We pray for those whose lives are limited by ignorance or lack of opportunity. Grant new beginnings to those who've lost their early opportunities for education. Give perseverance to all who are learning new skills and give them a willingness to want to learn. We give thanks for those who, having worked to teach and enlighten others in this world, have come through death to fuller knowledge of your glory. Grant them your peace that passes all understanding. We pray that all the gifts that you've entrusted to us may be fully used in your service and for your glory. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gracious God, you've given us so much. Grant us also a thankful spirit. Into your hands we commend ourselves and those we love and those we remember today who are in need of help. Stay with us, and when we take our rest, renew us for the service of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and all those whom you love, now and always. Amen.